it will just jump out.
And if you're not attentive, you will give in. Because it jumps out in the best way possible. Here, suddenly when you are in the deepest presence of the angels, being the imam, and they are praying after you, suddenly you have pity on a group of people you don't know at all. One, we call it reaction. In this path, no matter where, when, and how you're facing something like this, you should know there is here one rule only. No cheating here. Right? And who is the cheater? Me! Where is the teacher? Cheater? Here! And I told you the cheater could cheat the teacher. Remember the story? This is what I'm talking about here. Here he will say, listen, I taught in the form of Moses, Khadr, prophet calling Ali this and that and all that. I was talking about a very special connection here, right? That connection is different. How? First of all, I talk about the path. You think about the feet. In our story, do you remember the best woman we ever found? We checked the leg. Remember? Making a river out of crystal just to watch the leg of that woman, because this is, but all the time you think about the leg and the air. I'm talking about another leg, which is the leg of not body, heart. My heart is walking. We walk this path with the heart, not with this. All of these different stuffs are just playing the role for you to understand. Here, the fellow in our story, which is the Moses, is walking barefoot and not being worried about all these uneven stuff and things. You know how? Because he is not walking on earth, he is walking on his heart. This is the path of a lover. See how difficult it is to get it? Explanation. Yes?
The heart that is intoxicated with the sweetheart, what should it know of road and stage, or of short and long?
Guess what? Why do we love wine? Of course, some like me, I'm alcoholic. But why do we like it? Because when you are drunk, you are somehow, you look like being distracted, but you are concentrating somewhere else. You're out of here. You're distracted from here, right? That's what we like, because we know that here keeps you busy. You should be distracted from here to look there. And here doesn't let you go. You should have that attitude to look other way, yes?
That long and short are attributes of the body. The faring of spirits is another faring. You have journeyed from the seed to rationality. It was not by a step or stage or moving from one place to another.
Was that enough? Or you need more? The best answer to all of those silly way of interpreting the path is this. You say, by path, I meant change. Remember? And that change is like this. From childhood You become a grown-up. How do you cross this path? Not with your physical feet, right? Not with your physical body, but at the same time, your feet and physical body will change. You see how complicated it is? In one way you change, in one way you are the same. Do you remember I told you the best stuff I remember from the last good philosopher from Iran? He has a book and he explains that the essence of the universe is change. And the essence of change is God Himself. So everything is changing. Have you changed? Do you know the only thing that doesn't change, doesn't want to change, is me, me, me. That big me, inflated ego, doesn't want to change. That's why he's always objecting my movement towards the change. So remember that essence. Here he will insist and will say it again and say, listen, I'm talking about a guy thirsty looking for the good people. Suddenly you are looking for a tourist and you think that, yes, I have to have a good backpack as well and things like that. I'm not talking about that path. I'm talking about changing. I'm talking about the trip you had from being a single cell up to becoming a multiple one. I'm talking about the change in your character. I'm talking about the change in your manner, the change in your passion. That's the path I'm talking about. Yes?
The journey of the spirit is unconditioned in respect of time and space. Our body learnt from the spirit how to journey. Now it has relinquished the bodily manner of journeying. It moves unconditioned, masked in the form of conditionedness.
Ah, that's it. That's an impossible to translate. Because the word he is using and repeating here is chun. And chun means because. Do you remember we have a desert with no cause, no effect? You cannot question why is this. Nobody could answer because. We imagine a desert, something like that, which all the Sufis will go there because they will understand something that you cannot question, you cannot answer, it cannot logically be explained. That's the word chun. Here he will say, this good guy I'm talking about, that old, the qualities I'm talking about, and I'm packing up all of this to this double. This quality is to letting go of the path and travel of the physical body. I'm talking about somebody who is going with no because, but he is hidden in the form of because. This is the word in Persian. Means he is hidden in the form of because. You see that you are asking him why, and he will explain to you because this. But he doesn't believe in because and that kind of stuff. He's just in love. Means I'm talking about a sensation that cannot be really explained to you. This is a condition that you should feel. How could I explain this? Because this is not the physical change. This is not something that happens because of this. There is no cause and effect in here. There is no logical explanation. Yes?
He said, one day I was going along like him that yearns, that I might behold in man the radiance of the beloved, that I might behold an ocean in a drop of water, the sun enclosed in a moat.
You see, Suddenly, he will tell us this story. First of all, he will say, one day. We know that we are listening to that story, but that story is not told by Rumi, remember that. It's told by Dabogi himself. Okay? Here, in explanation of all these complications, he said, one day I was really anxious and I was looking around to find the light of the truth in the face of the people. It was exactly like I was going to see the ocean in a droplet of water, or understanding the sun in the brightness of a shiny little sand. This is the day. Let's say it again. He knows that he is going to find people, but this is like finding some good, clean droplets to see the ocean in it. Means he knows that the field he's looking is an ocean, but if you see the picture of that ocean in the face of some people, remember the beginning of book two? He said, the image of my beloved is like Khalil, the story of Khalil. The picture itself is an idol, but the meaning of it will break all the idols. Therefore, in everyone I'm looking for that light which is in all of them. Everybody is a droplet of it. Or everybody is reflecting a little bit light of that one. So because I love the light, I look at all this. Yes?
When I came on foot to a certain shore, the day had turned late, and 'twas eventide.
All was for this, that when I arrived, do you remember we talked about there is no arriving? You're always walking. You should never stop somewhere. He will say, when I arrived towards a beach, well, with one leg only, it was that close. I get that close to a beach. Time was over and it was the time for Sham, which means the dinner, which means what else? Means the evening, then? No way, you Iranians, you never go towards Shum, because it's an accent to you. All the negative stuff are there, because I thought I arrived and I'm one step away and this is the beach. So I arrived to the ocean, right? When you think you're arrived, then you're waiting for the problem. We'll see that problem next time, inshallah. But do not forget, first of all, that this story is a long one. The name is very tricky. And Rumi will try here to explain unexplainable. Please do not forget that in the beginning, before all of this, he arrived to a moment to say, oh my God, please help me. How am I going to explain it? Right? Here, he started. How did he start? He started from a very simple stuff, that once upon a time there was a good guy. Then he improved the guy. He arrived the last moment that we were looking at Dabogi being in court, answering who was playing his role. Moses. I mean, he changed the story in a way that you got your last answer from Moses, because Dabogi himself could not explain his appetite for this. So he brought in the Moses, and Moses